Fauci is going down. Fauci is going down. It's official. Fauci is being referred to the DOJ. And I don't think the Democrats can even help him right now. We're going to discuss this. We have a packed show. Plus, I want to get to this explosive new report indicating that when Joe Biden was vice president, he used a series of aliases and private email accounts and even had his office CCing his son Hunter on some of his communications. It's like Hillary Clinton all over again. I'm getting deja vu. Hello, everyone. I'm Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. And I'm going to get to those emails. But first, let's talk about Fauci, because Fauci is in now a lot of hot water. And I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes a little bit of a sacrificial lamb here for the left. Senator Rand Paul promised to send Dr. Anthony Fauci for criminal referral to the Department of Justice. And indeed, Senator Paul has. The referral examines whether Fauci, as head of the National Institute of Health, funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Paul's requesting a DOJ investigation into the issue. And he ought to get it. He should get it. I mean, Merrick Garland could refuse it, but he ought to get it. And if it's refused, I think that's going to be quite telling, right? Fauci previously told Senator Paul in a hearing that the National Institutes of Health has not ever, I quote, has not ever and does not now fund gain of function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Okay. Well, last week, Senator Rand Paul went back and asked Anthony Fauci if he'd like to retract the statement, adding, and I quote, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Mm-hmm. Fauci said he would not retract the statement. And then he went further and he said, not only had he never lied to Congress, he added, quote, you don't know what you're talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. Okay. So he officially said it. He thinks Rand Paul doesn't know what he's talking about. But let me just say, I'm getting a little confused, Fauci, because guess what? I don't understand why you were on CNN over the weekend admitting to the research and saying that the U.S. sent funds for bat coronavirus research to Wuhan and that not doing so would have been negligent. So are we like parsing words here? What's this really about? Rand Paul said, did you send funds? Did the NIH send funds for gain of function research into bat coronaviruses? You say absolutely not. You say you didn't lie. And then you go on CNN and say you were sending money and it would have been negligent not to. I mean, are you kidding me? This is all, by the way, just coming out now. I have so much intel that I want to get to on this for you. It's really important. This is a big show today. But first, a quick word from one of our sponsors. And this is important. You know, I believe every person needs life insurance. It's a big platform for me in terms of individual responsibility. Certainly if you're a parent or you have a loved one that's dependent on you, you need this, no question. I remember actually when I was growing up, there was a family in town whose father died unexpectedly of a heart attack and left behind his kids and his wife. And it was so sad because here they were mourning, right? Grieving over the loss. And well, it turned out he didn't have any life insurance. And so there were these two little kids and his wife that were struggling with the emotional turmoil they were going through. But then they suddenly had to have their whole lives financially uprooted. And I remember thinking, wow, you know what? You need life insurance. And I'll tell you to this day, you need it. You have to have it. If you have a dependent, you just have to have this. But, you know, I know it's a tough field. I know that it's hard to navigate. And this is why you need an expert. And this is why I'm recommending you look at SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been around for over 35 years and has over 2 million families that have trusted them. SelectQuote comparison shops highly rated insurance companies like Prudential, Banner Life, Mutual of Omaha, and others to impartially find you the company with the best rates. Their technology quickly matches your individual needs with the best insurance company to find the best policy. You're going to be surprised how affordable policy can actually be. Plus, quotes, they can get to you just within minutes. You'll get a free quote at selectquote.com, selectquote.com. They shop, you save, and look, it's important. But you know what else is important? Truth is important. And we need to be getting at the truth when you think about what's happened here with Fauci. I mean, it's been a year, right? And we've been there having Fauci and company tell us that this virus came from a wet lab. We didn't even know about the U.S.'s contributions to the Wuhan lab until quite recently. I mean, heck, Biden shut down the Trump administration's investigation into all of this, right? As soon as he comes to office, We can't investigate the origin of coronavirus. Think about how weird that is. Like, shouldn't you want to know? We weren't allowed to talk about this, right, as journalists, because it was conspiracy theory stuff. Although I did. Never fear. I that stuff doesn't bother me, but they shut down a lot of accounts and a lot of sites for talking about this. Until the Wall Street Journal reported that this was all some previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence that suggested it could have come out of Wuhan and the Institute of Virology, because it turns out three employees at the Wuhan Institute of Virology fell so ill with symptoms consistent with COVID that they were hospitalized in November 2019. Now China's out there repeatedly denying, right, any access to records that the WHO, the World Health Organization, might have wanted. And so the WHO gives China a pass. You know, as does the left, as does any mainstream media outlet, as does Fauci. It came from the wet market, end of story. You're not allowed to dig any further. Right? Dr. Anthony Fauci kept carrying China's water on this one. He was out telling National Geographic in a splashy article last year that the science indicated that this virus came from a wet lab. You know, it seems that there were a series of emails that indicate Fauci did know better. He knew the Wuhan lab was a possibility, but he just didn't want to tell us, which is really weird, right? Why not tell us? Why not give us all the information? Why did we just learn that the U.S. funded this? Oh, and complicating it even further, Fauci wrote a paper, I went and read it, back in 2012, in which he argued that conducting experiments on contagious viruses was worth it, worth the risk, even if the work and experiments accidentally led to a pandemic. Uh-huh. That's what he wrote. I kid you not, 2012 article by him. He's writing about gain-of-function experiments in the American Society for Microbiology. You can find it online. Fauci's explaining how these experiments could be, you know, manipulating viruses and make these viruses much stronger, and that the research is necessary, you know, even if it resulted in a worldwide pandemic. Right. And so that's kind of scary. Let me go back to what he's writing here. Many ask, he wrote, given the possibility of such a scenario, however remote, should the initial experiments have been performed and or published in the first place? And what were the processes involved in this decision? Scientists working in this field might say, as indeed I have said, that the benefits of such experiments and the resulting knowledge outweigh the risks. So there you go. He also wrote that it was more likely that a pandemic would occur naturally and, quote, the need to stay ahead of such a threat is a primary reason for performing an experiment that might appear to be risky. Yeah, it was risky, all right. So is this why we gave $600,000? Is this why we gave $600,000 to the Wuhan Institute of Virology so they could do this risky research? I mean, why weren't we doing it if it's that risky? Right? Don't we want to control the process here? And why is he telling CNN that it would be negligent not to fund the research? If so, I'm just trying to grasp why he's also simultaneously telling Rand Paul in Congress something else entirely, that no, the NIH wasn't involved in the funding. I think I know why. He's a bureaucrat, and he's going to parse words on this one because it's called CYA. CYA, he is in a whole lot of trouble. And like I said, I don't think the left is necessarily going to save him on it. I don't think they can. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the left hangs him out to dry at this point. They need a scapegoat. Trump's kind of out of the picture, right? So they can't blame it on Trump because, well, Biden's the president now. So what will they do? Let's face it, if Fauci was helping to fund this research that then killed millions of people because the research never should have happened in the first place and we were somehow funding it, that's kind of a problem. So again, I keep getting back to this. Why didn't Fauci tell us initially? Why didn't he come clean? And why was our NIH helping to fund this research in, of all places, China? Judging that we knew this was a lousy lab in December 2017, 2 years, right, before the COVID-19 outbreak, we had evidence that this Wuhan lab didn't follow proper safety procedures. I've told you about this before. Taiwan News recovered the tape from the story in which the Chinese state media showcased the team of scientists at the Wuhan Institute, basically in their courageous attempt to find the origin of SARS. That's how it was characterized by the CCP media. Anyway, these scientists were there without proper protective gear. One scientist was shown holding a bat with his bare hands. So I'm just saying, why are we giving these people, these scientists, $600,000 of U.S. taxpayer dollars? We shouldn't have been. I'm troubled by it. You should be troubled by it. We need to know where this virus came from and why it was created. I mean, there's some really interesting stuff. We've got it on the website. Marco Rubio concerned that, you know, this might have been a bioweapons lab. In fact, Rand Paul brought it up in an interview just yesterday saying, quote, "I think it was a mistake to fund the lab in Wuhan, period, because I don't think the Chinese government or military has been very forthcoming. There are reports that the Chinese military has actually been working on weaponizing viruses." Okay, so that's not good. The American public deserves to know what's going on. I want to turn now to an explosive new report just revealed that Joe Biden, as vice president, used numerous private email addresses and used those addresses to forward and receive government emails. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting like deja vu. It feels like Hillary Clinton all over again. Aliases like Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, J.R.B. Ware, W.A.R.E. Then, according to this report, which was on Fox, the vice president sent and received emails from government accounts, thereby mixing official and family business. According to the report, a review of Hunter Biden's laptop found that for 4 weeks in 2016, one of Biden's assistants in his official office of the vice presidency of the United States of America sent Joe Biden his official government daily schedule to private email addresses, including Robert Peters, and copied Hunter Biden. Now, this is what really gets weird, because it turns out this was going on while he was also talking to Poroshenko from Ukraine. According to the report, quote, "In one email from Flynn to Joe, aka Robertson Peters, on May 26, 2016, in which Hunter Biden was copied, the schedule includes 8:45 a.m. prep for 9 a.m. phone call with President Poroshenko." President Poroshenko, of course, Viktor Poroshenko, was president of Ukraine at the time. And Hunter Biden was, you know, sitting on the board of a Ukrainian gas company called Burisma Holdings. And he was making $83,000, $333 a month. So State Department officials, well, they were kind of concerned at the time. They tried to address the issue, the conflict of interest, which is pretty apparent, directly with the president, vice president at the time. Given that he was in charge of Ukraine policy, you know, maybe his son's financial relationship between the Ukrainian gas company was considered a bit of an issue. Nonetheless, they say their efforts to warn the vice president about ethical concerns were ignored. Back in October of 2020, a group of conservative lawmakers asked for a special counsel investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden. But guess what? That never happened. And you know what else? Any efforts to report on the Hunter laptop were shut down by big tech, with Twitter even suspending the New York Post Twitter account. Remember that? Remember that as a result of the organization's reporting on Hunter Biden allegations? I mean, after November 2020, interestingly enough, it came out that Hunter Biden is under federal investigation over tax issues and had been since 2018. So, again, and by the way, I should point out that Hunter Biden has actually admitted that this could possibly be his laptop. But there's also questions about whether it was misinformation, et cetera. Look, I just think that we all deserve to know that our leaders are ethically above board, right? So they shouldn't be, you know, sending their kids out to get gigs in Ukraine while simultaneously running Ukraine policy. I mean, is that really too much to ask? I think it's kind of important, right, that your kin not be profiting off of that office. And look, as this unfolds, I think increasingly, I've said this before, we're going to find ourselves looking more and more like a banana republic. I mean, that's why politicians become politicians in banana republics, so that they can make money, right? Like, it's a means to an end. And we always, you know, perhaps I've idealized this too much, but, you know, I think of America as a place where people go into politics because they really want to make a difference and they're there to do good. And it's not about the money. Right. And yet when you find that some people in pretty important positions had family members that were benefiting from that, it kind of feels like it is about the money. And that's not right. That's not right. I will tell you this, follow the money, right? Because it always leads you on a very interesting trail. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to trishintel.com, sign up for my newsletter. It's really important right now because there's a lot of people that don't want you to hear the truth. And I will always promise you the truth. So go to trishintel.com, sign up for the newsletter, get all your news and information there on the economy, on markets, on politics. We have it all covered. Check out the Trish Regan store. Lots of live free or die stuff there for you. And I will see you right back here for more news tomorrow.